Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell everybody there is, because this is a show everyone needs to get into, because this show is an involvement. You are listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. It is 7:30 o'clock on the dot. Please get involved with the cause. Tune in. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Tell your story. Tell the world what's going on with you. Yeah. Do that. Do it. All right. Well, basically, if you're just joining us, I might as well tell you what's happened so far. I was living in McKinleyville. I was destitute until this man, call himself Organic OK, he took me aboard. He brought me on to basically come with him and help him help the homeless community clean up the city. There's so much garbage and trash and pollution that's being dumped every which way, but what have you. That's a fact. And he invited me to come with him to basically pick up all that help, to help this basically polluted, destituted world. He was going all over picking stuff up. Now, this was around December, around the end of December, around the holiday. We got to celebrate New Year's Eve, New Year's Day in another country. He took me to Vicenza, Italy. Now, I had never been outside of McKinleyville. I had never seen anything outside of all this, you understand. So this was a real experience for me. And he said he was going to pay for everything. So he's going to take me all around. I'm going to help pick up garbage and help the homeless and all that. That's a thing. I was going to do all this. I was going to be, well, a hero, a real one. Dude, you watch movies, you read comic books, see cartoons. Heroes are always these flashy guys who basically do all these gimmicks, all these things that are romantic and epic, but it ain't real. The real heroes are doing things that need to be done, and they don't usually get the glamour they deserve for. They're not usually so celebrated. But so they were going everywhere to and fro, picking up trash. That's right. It was a real thing. We recently spent a lot of time in L.A. and in Washington, D.C., because things were especially bad over there, and those were cities that definitely needed someone to sow the seeds of change. I mean that. Because the truth is that something did need to be done. We were doing stuff. But I didn't think we were making enough of. I asked, where are we headed to next? I know I made this point on the show before, but I'm going to make it again. Washington, D.C., it was built on a sort of stinking swamp and cesspool. There's a lot of garbage and litter out there and definitely needed to be cleaned up. And L.A., they seem to have basically declared war on the homeless. Not in the sense, we're going to get together and try and help. Oh, no, 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 no. They've declared war on the homeless in the sense that they're trying to punish them especially. I discovered the invention of the housing pod. They invented that, really, in L.A. And it's started to capture some of the world by storm. It's definitely a real way to help the homeless. I kid you not. But they're criminalizing it. They're going against it because, get this, in L.A., they especially have made it a crime. They don't want people building up housing pods unless they're charging money for them. It's illegal even to sleep in your car out there. Now, this is a place where everything is so dang expensive because it's L.A. Location, location. Location. But a city like that, something needs to be different. I don't know. It's especially messed up. The homeless problem is really bad out there. Of all the places we got to visit, this is among the worst. Anywho, the point I'm making here, and I'm making a major point, was that it was up to us to go somewhere else. Where would our next stop be on the amazing tour? I said, where are we headed next? I asked Organic. Organic, okay. He told me, El Dorado. No, at first I thought he basically meant we're going to some car somewhere, but El Dorado. Listen, despite its name, it sounds almost Spanish or whatever, maybe Latin, but it was in Arkansas. El Dorado, Arkansas. I shrugged. I thought to myself, and then at one point looked at me and said, DJ, stop going, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Okay? When we're there, we're there. I'm just asking, I'm trying to prepare myself. What's it? Why do you ask so many questions? I'm trying to find stuff out. Okay? Now, when you go to a different place, there's cultural differences and whatnot. I need to adjust. I need to prepare myself for what's ahead. Yeah, all right. Going to El Dorado, Arkansas. In Arkansas, I don't know. I mean, dang. Once again, my mind went to the first automatic stereotype I could think of. But the truth is, the truth is, I didn't know anything about it. We showed up there. It's like everywhere else. We tried to find the most littered street possible. We immediately started picking up garbage, picking up trash. And there was plenty all around. And there were people who were thrown out adrift like so much trash, too, like every place else we've been through. I want to make things new, different, interesting for you, but the thing is, we seem to run into the same problems almost everywhere we went. So these destitute, dilapidated areas and people just thrown out on the dang street. What to do? What to do? Dang you, what to do? Well, worst thing I could think about, what I remember thinking, was, okay, I'm going to help make things better. Just keep picking up trash. I did. Before we know it, the streets already look better. Even I remember thinking, how long is it going to last? How long? Dang. We happened to basically come across a man, not just any man. He was a vagabond, homeless, destitute, without means. Honestly, it was a real thing. It was a real honest-to-God thing. We started talking and talking. And then he led me and he showed me his place. It turned out this guy had lived not really on the streets. Not in a box. Not in some homeless shelter. And not in some halfway house. But he had basically his own sort of special, he basically had his own special little vestibule and whatever. Damn him. He had a special little place where he slept, sort of underground. He had all his stuff down there and whatever. He lived there, destitute there for quite some time. I remember wishing there was more basically people like this to it. I've been all over and I had seen all kinds of people who were trying to find their own ways to get by with their homelessness. You know what I'm talking about. Too many people being thrown out into waste like so much garbage. Oh, of course, we wanted to find services to help the homeless. Of course we did. But nobody liked the idea of a tax thing. I came across, I knew people in life who said people wouldn't be homeless if they knew how to basically maintain their home and a job and whatever. Get their act together. Stop being homeless. I heard people talking like this. The people who resented the fact that their tax money was basically going to help out the homeless or whatever. I kept looking, is something going to come along that's going to give people jobs and a home to maintain the first place? I hung out with this guy who wasn't homeless. He had his own little spot. We just sat there and I talked to him. I asked him, how long have you been living here? He said it had been years. He remembers when he was first thrown out of work, thrown out of home. And not everybody was as fortunate as he was. He was afraid to almost tell anybody else about this spot because he was afraid that he might lose it. Are the homeless people trying to come in here, whatever? They find out some homeless person is living in a service that they can't make money off of and whatever. I remembered how in L.A. they could build more housing pods, but they complained there wasn't enough space. But more than that, they wanted so they could still charge people for them. I didn't know what to do. I was without means myself. I tried to tell him something. I don't have really a place to stay. This guy, organic, he's taking care of me. You see, he's been taking me on this tour. We've been picking up garbage all over. Picking up other people's litter. Dang. I mean, trying to make it so people like yourselves, that there's no more homelessness in the world. If everybody just took a moment to say, hey, wait a minute. How can we make sure people are no longer homeless? Now, I'm sorry, I don't mean to take those long pauses. But it's just, there were shelters and all that. Maybe basically, if more of this garbage I thought was picked up, here's the thing. People give a hoot, they don't pollute. They pick up trash, everything gets clean and beautified. You know what? That's more money that could be spent in making sure people could stay in a homeless shelter. The shelters could last. They could stay there, get jobs, maintain something, whatever. People don't have to do themselves in. I basically said, I'm glad I got to talk to you. I'm glad I got to hear your story. I'm glad. I'm happy to be doing this. I'm living with a sense of purpose. I actually got to appear in some of those, news footage and documentaries people were making about the homeless epidemic. There were people who took notes we were picking up trash, and there were people who took notes we were trying to shelter homeless people. That was a thing. That was a thing. Truth is, I wish that basically, I was glad that what we're doing was getting some recognition. It's like I'm glad it's on the radio and we're doing a show about it right now. I'm glad that you were all listening here to it. But dang, I still wish that people were taking action more and trying to make sure more people were sheltered. We have a system that is not working. Something is wrong. We need to do something about it. The truth is, maybe, just maybe, everybody can do something to help this problem. If everybody will just stop basically for a second just to make sure this is, you know, all the problems that we have can go away. The fact that we have a system that is denying medical care to people, the fact that people are homeless and not sheltered and not getting by, the fact, it is a scientific fact I knew more and more people who were jumping ship from America. 7:45 on the program here, cocooning from the microphone with DJ Butterfly Feces. Please, don't just listen. Talk. Get involved. You can be on the radio right now. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And guess what? This isn't just a program, you know, that exists for you to – this isn't – this program, I'm sorry. This program is brought to you by Organic OK. It was going around there as we speak trying to pick up the garbage and help a lot of the community and whatnot. And check out a singer by the name of Maya Harrison. She's doing something herself. She is. Anywho, I was having a great time talking to this guy, but something told me I had to basically finish cleaning up El Dorado. I had to expand their services a bit, just a bit more. I had to, you know, help. What next to do? Well, I continue to pick up garbage. And somehow I felt like this still isn't enough to clean up the pollution problem. What about the toxic smoke that's belching into the skies? What about all the trees that are being cut down? I know at some point some trees got to come down. When the forest gets too big, it's bound to happen or whatever. Some trees can grow too tall and whatever. But we suffer from a lot of deforestation here, don't we? A lot of cars and factories belching smoke and whatnot. I know it's necessary, but the air is getting very, very toxic. Something needs to be done about this, doesn't it? Even I was thinking, what was the answer there? Convince people to drive electric cars? Have people walk more? I don't know. I don't know. Something had to be done. I went to Organic and told them, we need to do more. I know we're picking up garbage and whatnot, but we need to do something else, like plant trees and convince more people to drive hybrids and bicycle and walk more. And we also need to make sure homeless shelters, of course, we already work trying to make sure they take in more people. We got to make sure they expand a bit. Too many people thrown out in the world without means and methods. Something needs to be done. Something. Yeah, but what? He said, dude, let's keep doing what we're doing, okay? Pick up garbage. I did that. All right, cool. What else? Try to convince homeless shelters to open up a little bit. Try to see if you can get some of those housing pods, homeless pods, built up to help people here. Try to see if you can get that done. I did. I tried. I tried to elaborate myself and whatnot. I tried to do something. I remember thinking, what am I going to do? Why do they listen to me? We all know homelessness is a problem. Everybody knows it's a big problem. It's a problem that needs to be fixed. But here's the question. Why is anybody really trying to do about it? It's been a problem since – I guess it's always been a problem. It got really bad when the 80s started. But truth of the matter is that what I mean is – I'm talking about all the pauses, all the dramatic pausing and whatnot. I got to stop doing that. How do we basically get – I was going to try to get the homeless housing pod thing to catch on here in El Dorado, Arkansas. I went to the homeless shelters, and I told them about this housing pod idea. I told them that it was sweeping the world by nature. Make sure everybody is sheltered somehow. Everybody is working. It's something could be done about it. We can do something. We can all do something. These pods need to catch on. And I heard the same thing. It's going to be an effort trying to build those things. It's going to be an effort trying to build those things. It's going to be an effort trying to basically build those things in the first place. And there isn't money and resources to whatever. Everybody wants a tax cut. Everybody, what do they want, a big tax hike at this point? Although something has to be done. Some company has to be founded to give a lot of people work and business and whatnot. Building more homes, something. Especially out here. It could be done. What to do? Before I could do it, I tried to get the housing pod thing set up, those little trailer things built up here in El Dorado. There really just should be something to create jobs for people. One of the problems I've always said with technology is that, well, by building machines, doing things people do, it just throws more people out of work. And there's too many people out of work. There's too many people. There's too many people out of work. Something needs to be done. What to do? What to do? Here I was, just sitting here feeling basically kind of frustrated. We were helping, we were doing things and whatever, but we weren't making that big a difference. I tried going back to the homeless shelter and asking them to take a vagrant or two in I met off the streets. They took them in for a while. Even vagrants didn't want to stay there too long because they're afraid their stuff is going to get stolen. And they're also, it is a place for disease and contamination. They don't clean it as well as they should because, once again, that's costly. Is the problem just the taxes are too low? Aside from the rich who can afford to pay them. Oh, what to do? What to do indeed. What to do. I thought I got a few people out of the vagrancy temporarily. I also thought about trying to find somebody else who'd be willing to give manicures and haircuts and brush teeth personally for the homeless or whatever. We had that in a city or two or whatever, though somebody was going around doing it, grooming the homeless, helping them out. But the truth was, it was a little harder to get here. I mean, I thought we should have basically, I said, I have an idea. I went to Organic. I was thinking, we should find someone willing to, you remember how we in that city, we had somebody who was brushing the hair and brushing the teeth and cutting the nails of the homeless and whatnot. We should have somebody do that, come with us to do that in every single town we visit. I don't know. No, listen, this will help. It'll help. Something could be done. It is a possibility. Something should have been done. All right. We'll bring someone like that around with us, whatever. No, we're going to say, we'll try to build housing pods and every whatever. We'll try to find places for the homeless and whatnot. We'll do something. Something will be done. We're going to basically step our game up a little bit, not just picking up garbage, not just trying to basically find a homeless shelter to stay in here for a few minutes. Something was going to be done. Something. Something. What to do, what to do. I didn't know. What am I saying? Of course I did. I'm kidding with you. I figured it out. We're going to do all this everywhere we went. We're going to help the homeless. We were going to. It was going to be grand. Honestly, we only had just begun. Big things here in El Dorado. Before we left, I insisted on watching the sunset just one time before. I wanted to say, afterwards, then we go. I wanted to see it. I wanted us to at least basically get a meal for that guy living down there in that little space, that little shelter in El Dorado. Organic told me, why him? Why you want to get him? We reached out to each other. I mean, it's important just to make friends with these people, help them out, you know. And they always ask you for spare change, but there needs to be more to it than that. You've been listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. And people, even as I say this, practice something. Do something basically to help the homeless community. Get them off the streets. Try to create something that will create jobs and housing for these people. People need to stop being cast adrift. I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you for getting involved. You can pick up all our shows right off the web, right on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode. Get involved. You've been listening to Kakuna from the microphone here. Thank you, and good night.